Ahora su programa, Coso del Rey. Con ustedes, Alexa Velar.
Bendiciones, mis hermanos. Les habla su servidor, Alexa Velar, aquí con el Gozo del Rey Podcast número 42. Y para esta podcast, estoy tratando de estar al tanto. Entonces, tengo una entrevista que hicimos el 24 de marzo. Y es con nuestro hermano Eddie Rodas. En la entrevista lo mencioné como Eddie Rojas. Pero Eddie Rodas es un joven que está sirviendo al Señor en el departamento de video y fotos de Llamada Final Central, y también está ya activando con el grupo J21. Es un joven que ama muchas cosas que yo también amo, por ejemplo lo que es la tecnología, las cámaras, y también haciendo cosas para el Señor y siempre ser útil en las manos de Dios. Entonces les dejo con esa entrevista de Eddie Rodas y vamos a regresar al finalizar la entrevista, porque les quiero mencionar de que vamos para El Salvador en una semana.
Hello everyone, today's podcast we're going to do in English, so you know, having said that, we have today a very good friend of mine, a young man that loves God above all things and has been a big blessing to many people. We're talking about Eddie Rojas. Eddie, how you doing?
Pretty good, yeah.
We're good. Where are we at right now?
We're at Downey during the event of March for Jesus right now. Right now everybody just came back from marching around the street of Downey, and everybody's in a very big line for food right now. So
the line is very long.
Very long. I'm getting hungry out here.
But did you come last year?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. So Eddie, tell the people what exactly it is that you do at church, for example.
Well, mainly what I do at church is I work with the media department and the photography section. I just take pictures of the service most of the time. And once in a while, I'll go... Once in a while, I'll go up to different departments and take pictures here and there just to see how the development and the growth of it is. For example, the youth. Before, I took a picture of them around last year, how it was few, but now I took a picture again during the Sunday service, which is they recently started, and it has grown significantly bigger, and it's been, you know, being blessed right there by God. So it's a great opportunity just to see the transition, the growth, and to see how God works through people right there.
That's good. What else do you do besides taking pictures? Do you play an instrument? Do you serve somewhere else?
Well, I'm also part of the youth band called J21. I recently just got started right there. Right now, I'm singing with them, learning the songs, trying to get on tone with them, keeping up with them as well. I play a little bit of guitar, drums, and I know how to play congas. My brother-in-law, he taught me in my old church through merengue, cumbia, salsa, the old school fashion way. You know, that's how I was raised in my old church, just loving the culture of the Latin culture, of the aspects around that.
Okay. Now, so you take pictures, do you also do like projects on the side, or is it a hobby? What's that? What does that entail?
Well, I usually take photography as a hobby most of the time, but once in a while the church will have an event coming up and I'll volunteer and do my best of my abilities to take pictures of them, edit them, and post them on Facebook.
Okay. So have you ever done other activities such as photography for CD covers or video, any of that stuff?
Well, I take photography for you a lot.
Okay.
So,
what do we meet?
The camp for the musician camp. It was musician camp back last year.
All right. One second. Okay, we're back. We got interrupted for a quick second. A very nice interruption, right?
Very nice.
They wanted to get us food faster, but we had to wait for everyone else. So, we met at a musician's retreat.
Yeah. Last year we bumped into each other. You had your camera out vlogging. From there, we started talking about cameras, how you use different types of video edits, if I remember correctly.
Horribly used, yes.
Yeah. And how we had a conversation of a raw photo that I took of you. And your wife said it looked awful, but you said it looked awesome.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. And from there, we just started everything.
That's right. So what Eddie does is... Whenever I have the privilege of ministering on a Sunday morning, he'll usually hit me up and send some of the pictures my way. We're not going to get you in trouble. You should be fine.
I'm good. We're good.
So if you ever see some of those pictures, that's because of Eddie. If you ever see the pictures of, when I'm going to go somewhere, I use a picture that looks like familiar, especially if you go to Yamaha. Go ahead.
There's that event you posted, too. The day we had that photo shoot for your music video.
Okay.
That day we had it. I tried to teach you how to model.
Yes.
And it was horrible. Your wife had to try to teach you how to smile.
Because it was crazy sunny, and the sun would, like, hurt my eyes, and it was bad. So anyway, Eddie, you do these things. You help me out a lot. What do you envision that you're gonna do, or you would like to do with the picture taken?
Whoa, I ran this a couple of times in my head about having an album cover, not album cover, but a book of all the pictures I took in of different events or different places that actually caught my attention in a fascinating way. Just having a full book of all these pictures all combined together and see about how will I image the story of the timeline of every photo in a way, basically.
Careful there. All right, so how about a video? How about a video? Are you want to do that one day?
I wouldn't mind. I'm just a little bit rusty on that. It's been a while. So I'm more into the photography area, if anything.
All right. Well, guys, Eddie, you're giving your time away in a sense of you're doing it for the kingdom. Is that correct?
Correct.
So if anyone out there wants to do, I don't know, modeling, maybe covers, CD covers, maybe do photography of their events. Are you willing to help them?
I'm willing to help them for the grace of God, yeah.
And how could they reach you?
Well, they can reach me on Instagram with edx_9 right there.
So that's edx, that's EDX, the letter X.
Underscore.
Nine. On Instagram, yeah. Right? Any other way?
That's mainly the way.
Okay, great. That's mainly the way to do that. Well, thank you so much, Eddie. We really appreciate it. And keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to see you.
Bueno, ahí tenemos la entrevista con Eddie Rodas, un joven que ama a Dios y ama las cosas del Señor y muy, muy lindo su carácter. Deseo que ustedes oren por él para que siga adelante. Ser joven en el Señor es una de las cosas más difíciles y él está haciendo la lucha en agradar a Dios. Entonces es algo muy comendable y algo que deseo que ustedes también lo vean en esa forma, en una forma muy buena y correcta. Entonces les pido que oren por él. Y como él dijo, su Instagram, si quieren contactarse con él o seguirlo o saber más de él, voy a decir su Instagram una vez más, es Ed, que es E de Ernesto, D de dedo, underscore, esa no, no sé cómo decirlo en español, ed.x_9. Eso es su Instagram. Una vez más, ed.x_9. Si quieren, desean contactarse con él. Como les decía al inicio, antes de la entrevista, vamos para El Salvador. El próximo martes vamos a comenzar nuestro viaje. Ya miércoles vamos a estar allí. Y quiero decirles la dirección del evento donde vamos a estar. No sabemos cómo Dios se va a mover, no sabemos qué vamos a hacer, solo sabemos de que queremos ser útiles en las manos de Dios. Va a ir mi esposa y yo. Va a ser el 4, 5 y 6 de agosto, entonces dos semanas, fin de semana. Se llama el lugar Lomas de San Francisco, calle N1, me imagino que es Norte 1, local 5, Antiguo Cuscatlán, La Libertad. Ahí vamos a estar ese fin de semana, 4, 5 y 6. Y pues estamos muy, muy gozosos, muy alegres en esta nueva, en nuestro nuevo lugar que vamos a ir, porque es algo nuevo para nosotros. Entonces, aunque somos salvadoreños de nuestros padres, pero nunca hemos ido, entonces va a ser una experiencia, sabemos que inolvidable, perdón. Entonces, mis hermanos, les dejo. Creo que el próximo podcast va a ser el martes o el día antes que vayamos para El Salvador. Y posiblemente vamos a tener a mi esposa con nosotros para ese podcast. Será hasta la próxima, mis hermanos. Que el Señor los bendiga y les dé una semana llena de paz y prosperidad. Y hablamos muy pronto. Bendiciones.